You cannot break charity with your minister. You're another kind, John. Clasp his hand. Make your peace.
I have a crop to sow and lumber to drag home.
Moment, Mr. Proctor. What lumber is that you're dragging, if I may ask?
My lumber, from out my forest by the riverside.
Why, we are surely gone wild this year. What anarchy is this? That tract is in my bounds. It's in my bounds,
in
Mr.
Your bounds,
Proctor.
I bought that tract from Goody Nurse's husband 5 months ago.
He had no right to sell it. It stands clear in my grandfather's will that all the land between...
Your grandfather had a habit of willing land that never belonged to him, if I may say it plain.
Let's get your lumber home, John. I feel a sudden will to work coming
on. You load one oak of mine and you'll fight to drag it home.
And we'll win too, Putnam, this fool and I. Come on, John Proctor.
I'll have my men on you, Corey. I'll clap a writ on you.
Pray you, someone take these books.
Mr. Hale. Oh, it's good to see you again. Oh, my, these books are heavy.
They must be. They are weighted with authority.
Well, you do come prepared.
We shall need hard study if it comes to tracking down the old boy. You cannot be Rebecca Nurse.
I am, sir. Do you know me?
It's strange how I know you. But I suppose you look as such a good soul should. We have all heard of your great charities in Beverly.
Do you know this gentleman, Mr. Thomas Putnam, and his good wife, Anne?
Putnam.
Mr. Hale.
Not expected such distinguished company, sir.
It does not seem to help us today, Mr. Hale. We look to you to come to our house and save our child.
Your child ails, too.
Her soul seems flown away. She sleeps, and yet she walks.
She cannot eat.
Cannot eat. Do you men have afflicted children?
No, these are farmers. Giles Corey and John Proctor.
He don't believe in witches.
I never spoke on witches one way or the other. Will you come, Giles?
No, John, I think not. I have some few queer questions of my own to ask this fella.
I've heard you be a sensible man, Mr. Hale. I hope you leave some of it in Salem.
Mr. Hale, will you look at my daughter, sir? She is here. She's tried to leap out the window. We discovered her this morning on the high road, waving her arms, as though she'd fly.
Tries to fly.
She cannot bear to hear the Lord's name, Mr. Hale. That's a sure sign of witchcraft afloat.
No. Let me instruct you. We cannot look to superstition in this. The devil is precise. The marks of his presence are definite as stone, and I must tell you all that I shall not proceed unless you are prepared to believe me, if I should find no bruise of hell upon her.
Tis agreed, sir. Tis agreed. We will abide by your judgment.
Good, then. Now, sir, what were your first warning of the strangeness?
Why, sir, I discovered my daughter, Betty, Abigail, my niece, and 10 or 12 of the other girls dancing in the forest last night.
You permit dancing?
No, it was secret.
Mr. Paraslave has knowledge of conjuring, sir.
We cannot be sure of that, Goody Anne.
I know it, sir. I sent my child. She should learn from Tituba who murdered her sisters.
Goody Anne. You sent a child to conjure up the dead?
Let God blame me, not you. Not you, Rebecca. I'll not have you judging me anymore. Is it a natural work to lose 7 children before they live a day?
Oh, 7 dead in childbirth.
Aye.
Have no fear, no. We shall find the devil out if he has come among us, and I mean to crush him utterly if he has shown his face.
Will it hurt the child, sir?
I cannot tell. If she is truly in the devil's grip, we may have to rip and tear to get her free.
I think I'll go, then. I'm too old for this.
Why, Rebecca, we may open up the boil of all our troubles today.
Let us hope for that. I go to God for you, sir.
I hope you do not mean we go to Satan here.
I wish I knew. I only wish I knew.